Hey everybody, I wanted to jump on here and just kind of give a little bit of behind the podcast, I guess. The last couple weekends I've struggled quite a lot. I've let myself get in my own head. I have pushed my issues onto my wife and not looked to God like I know I should. I've been struggling. I went down some dark paths, and I feel like I just need to get this out to everybody, just because I don't want anybody to feel like what they go through is just something that they go through. Everybody has their own struggles. Everybody goes through their own things, and I just want to, I guess, let you know I'm not perfect. God uses the most imperfect people to get his word out. Look at Paul. He gave Paul the gospel of grace for us, for our current dispensation. And Paul was terrible. He jailed and murdered and watched murder happen to the apostles for Jesus. I'm not saying that it's okay that I did what I did, that I pushed my pain onto my wife, because it's not okay. And I apologized profusely for that. I had counseling today, and he helped me realize some different things. It's not about the struggles we go through, it's how we come out of them. I'm not saying that you can do whatever you want when you go through struggles, because obviously you can't, but it's if you take something from each struggle and realize one thing, at least one thing, when you go through something, then you're learning. And if you learn every time you go through a struggle, then it's a struggle that was worth going through, because now you know, hey, I started feeling like this because of this, and now I can recognize when I'm starting to go down that rabbit hole. So what I do is I get very negative about myself. It's come with some verbal abuse that I experienced in my first marriage, and I struggle with feeling worthless. I shouldn't feel that way, because I feel like God is using us to get his word out there, to get his gospel out there. And sometimes it just engulfs me, and I can't do anything, and I need to remember to lean on God and to lean on my wife, not put it on her, not treat her like it's her fault that I feel different ways, because it's not. I have such an amazing wife. Whitney is incredible. She sticks by me, and I go through so many ups and downs emotionally, and she's always there. She will bend over backwards to help me out. I don't do anything abusive or anything like that. So it's nothing like that. I can be a little narcissistic at times, I guess you could say. And it's something I'm working on. It's something I'm seeing a counselor for, as well as PTSD. And it's hard. It's not an easy thing to go through. It's not easy to feel vulnerable like I am right now. This is not easy for me. It's not easy for me to talk to a counselor, but sometimes you have to make yourself feel vulnerable. Sometimes you have to put it out there so that people can hear you, so that people can listen, so that people who have been through stuff like this can help you out. They can talk you through it. It was my birthday yesterday, and I was selfish and not as appreciative as I should have been. And I completely regret that. And I'm sorry to my wife. I'm sorry to y'all, because that's not setting a good example. But that just goes to show that we all make mistakes. We don't do things on purpose. We don't hurt people on purpose. We don't hurt people's feelings on purpose. We don't get upset on purpose, but we need to be mindful of our actions and not put our problems on other people. we need to accept responsibility. So with all that being said, I want to ask y'all to pray for me and my wife. We're fine. She's coaching right now. And so I wanted to jump on here and just kind of unscriptedly talk about things. It's hard to do that sometimes, but I feel like something like this is kind of necessary at certain times. Not every time, but I feel like it's kind of necessary this time. I want to publicly and wholeheartedly apologize to my wife, completely sincerely. She doesn't know I'm doing that, but it's definitely something I need to get better at apologizing. Which I've already apologized to her. We've talked it out and everything, and we're good. But it's just, I just wanted to lay it out on the line, be as transparent as possible. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. We all need prayer. I need prayer to get through this stuff, to help me through some of the PTSD that I go through and from multiple things. If you haven't listened to, you know, I'm not even going to do that. It's not about putting in plugs to watch other videos or anything like that. Listen to other podcasts. So that's basically all I wanted to say. We will be going over either Galatians or tattoos and piercings on Sunday. So I just plugged, didn't I? So come by and check it out. Y'all have a good week and look forward to getting all this studying done and learning everything I can. See y'all Sunday, or maybe throughout the week.